Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, my wonderful husband, Apostle Benny. We are grateful and thankful to God for being with you, our listening audience, on this evening. And I want to say to everybody, Happy New Year! I know you're saying, oh, she's tripping. It is not New Year. But guess what? My new is now. And that's what we're going to talk about this evening. My new is now. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are, for all that you've done on this great day. Holy Governor, right now we acknowledge you as our teacher, as our ruler, as our God, as our truth. And we thank you for what you are about to release over these airways. God, we thank you for everyone who has joined on the internet. We thank you for those who are calling in. We thank you for the bombarding of heaven even now, oh God, that our awareness is awakened, that we're able to recognize what you're doing in this season, and we're able to embrace it as we go forward, moving in your purpose and your will. We thank you now that every hindrance is bound. God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit, and we will be careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God, before we get started with the teaching, we just want to give shout-outs today. God has just been doing miraculous things in our lives, my husband and myself, and with the Empowerment Place, I mean, just adding on. And we are most grateful. We, of course, thank God for those who are connected to us, those who are a part of Seeking Truth Bible Studies each Wednesday, those who are part of intercessory prayer each Monday morning at 5 o'clock a.m., and those that God continues to connect us to. We thank God for Apostle Julian Young on tonight. We thank God for Apostle Mary Lewis on tonight. We thank God for our friend Elaine Fields and her church family that embraced us so wonderfully on today. It's just been a tremendous weekend full of revelation. I got to shout out my sister Prophet Karina Haddon Calhoun. It's just been good. But we're going to move on because I'm excited. Again, Happy New Year. And this is not New Year's Day, but as I stated, it's New Year's. It's New Year's Day for me. I'm going to read this scripture to you from Romans 12:2. It says this: don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. Then you will be able to determine what God really wants, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. And that's from the God Word translation. And so with that passage of scripture, maybe that will help you to understand why today I can say Happy New Year, New Year, New Day, New Season, Happy New Now. Because there has been a changing of my mind. My perspective has changed regarding some things that God has assigned to me, even some things that the Father had assigned to my husband and myself regarding the ministry and moving forward. And there were some things that sort of sparked this. Again, I thank God for Prophet Karina. She posted this on Facebook yesterday, and it spoke loudly to what I was feeling. She said this way: beware of many of these people coming to prophesy regarding your upcoming New Year season. Many of you will not be in a new season just because it's a new year. For many, your new year has already begun, and for others, your new season will not begin because you have not faithfully completed your current or past season. Powerful, right? So, you know, everybody is saying, God is about to do a new thing in you. What a word tells us. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It'll spring up. We know that. We know that it new seasons. We know all these things. We've experienced these things. We've come to this place of time
every year that we've been on the earth, where December 31st comes around and then January 1 and it's Happy New Year and we've got all these New Year's resolutions and new ideas and new plans, and we still operate with the same old mindset. We still operate under the same old paradigm. And nothing shifts. Nothing moves. Nothing is new because we've not been faithful to complete what we were given to do the previous year. That hit me, y'all. That hit me. This week I have been diligent. God, I thank you. I've been diligent. I started to work. Don't y'all laugh at me. I started to work back in 2011. 2011, babe? I started to work back in 2011. I'm laughing at myself. But this is why I can so embrace that my new is now. In 2011, I began writing a book. I began a process. That's what it was. I began a process that I understood in September of 2011 that this process was going to be a book. I knew it. And so I was given titles. I was given scriptures. And I got excited. And I was like, oh, this is this, and this is this, and this is this. And he gave me 12 initially. And I was like, oh, wow, 12 months to a year. Okay, but I'm still looking at what he gave me, and I was trying to measure it against what I was seeing everybody else do. Come on, go ahead and say I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Because sometimes God will speak to us, and we will begin to move according. We will move according to what we've seen him do and others that have said something similar. But just because he spoke the same thing to you that he spoke to Sarah and he spoke to Sue doesn't mean he plans for you to execute it the same way they did. Thank you, Jesus. So he gave me that back in 2011. And I put it down on paper, and I put the scriptures down on paper, and I didn't pick it up again until 2013. Ooh. On my rough draft, I dated every time I went and picked it up. I picked it up in 2013. I laid it back down. I picked it up in 2015. I laid it back down. I picked it back up in 2017. And in 2017, I picked it up four times. And I was still listening and still trying to make this be what I thought. Now, this particular work that I'm writing is called My Reality Revealed, My Journey of Empowerment. That's the book. It'll be ready the end of this month. Y'all will be able to hear about it. You'll be able to get it and let it be a tool for you the same way it's been for me. But guess what? It wasn't a novel. It wasn't an autobiography. It wasn't a self-help. It was a journal that shows my journey of empowerment and how my reality has been revealed in me taking steps daily, taking steps and having my mind regenerated, having my mind refocused and retooled, realigned, so I can truly understand what it is that God wants for me, different than what other people have tried to assign to me. One of our leaders, our spiritual father, Apostle Julian Young, phoned us on last night. We were having conversation, catching up on some things, and he posed the question, where do you see yourself this time next year? Now, if I had gotten that ask of me, Benny and I, maybe a week or so ago, we probably would have gave him some gibberish. We could have said something, but it wouldn't have been as substantial as it was on last night. Because this week has been a happy new now for me. A happy new now. Because my mind has been transformed. My mind has been renewed. I'm now understanding the weight of the anointing that sits upon those things that have been assigned. And now, where I used to think about I'm going to do, I don't think about it now. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and what do? I pick up my laptop. A few weeks ago or a few months ago, if I got up at 4 o'clock, I would have picked up my phone, and I would have done something to soothe my mind, to try to get me to relax. I'd pray a little bit, maybe go back to sleep. Now I'm diligent because I understand. I understand the necessity of getting done now what needs to get done now. Happy new now. We've got to stop expecting, y'all, expecting change to occur when we're not willing to make change. I hear people all the time talk about God's going to do it, God's going to do it, God's going to do it, God's going to do it. God already did his part. Inside of us, the propensity and the capacity to fulfill the mandate and the assignment that he gave us to fulfill in the earth. We are already equipped to do what we've been asked to do. But it's up to us to rely on the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of us to get it done. And when we're thinking about going into this new year of 2018, already people have expectations. Already people are saying, when I get into the next year, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to change that. But let me pose the question to you. Did you finish what you were supposed to finish in 16? Have you worked on what you were supposed to work on in 17? And so what you expecting to do in 18? I'm just asking. I'm just asking, y'all. I'm asking. Because, see, when we do that, y'all, we doing like the world. But the Holy Spirit is saying, look, we got to change the way we think. We can't do just what's good and what's pleasing or acceptable, but we have to begin to operate in the perfect will of God. Well, what does that mean, Prophetess? It means that we got to lay down some weights. The word says, lay aside every weight and sin that will so easily beset you. That which will trip you up and keep you from fulfilling and moving forward in the things that God is requiring of you now. That means that you're going to have to purge some stuff off you. You're going to have to crucify your flesh. Oh, now you're trying to get in my, no, I'm not trying to get in your business. I'm trying to get in my own business. I'm trying to get me right. Y'all hear me? I'm trying to keep me right because I want all that God has for me. When folks say, as for me and my house, Benny and I can say, as for we and our house, we desire to serve the Lord. We desire to operate in his perfect will. We desire to be pinnacle leaders in the kingdom that will bring about influence and change in those who are seeking. We desire to truly empower. But if we can't do the small things, you rule over much. If we're not being diligent in the small things that we've been given, how then do we expect to handle the larger task at hand? Daddy wants us in a place where we can celebrate the newness of who he is right now, the newness of what he is going to do in our lives right now. He wants that to happen. But again, before it can, our minds have to be transformed. We have to understand that the work we do is not about us. It's not even for us, but it's about his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His expectation is for us to make earth look like heaven. It's when we do the work that we've been tasked to do. Honey, what do you want to share? Y'all, he gave me the flying arms. He gave me the flying arms, y'all. Oh, God. I just thank you. I thank you. There are a lot of people who are dreamers. Dreamers. And they think that, it was a thought. I know God gave me that thought. And because I got that thought, God gave me that thought that, you know, I'm going to see the manifestation. Honey, let me tell you. You can let that thought cross your mind all you want. And have faith to believe that it's going to happen. But there's a scripture that says faith without works dead. If you're not going to put some action to what you have seen and attempt to receive it, it's going to ever just be a dream. It's going to ever just be a thought. But you've got to fuel it. You've got to fuel what God has revealed with truth and with action. And it starts with you having the right mindset. Again, I'm grateful for those who are in online. If you have a question, feel free to dial in at 323-927-3014. Again, that's 323-927-3014. We have several callers on the line on tonight. If you have a question or a comment, we would love for you to press 1, and we will gladly bring you on live. But come on, I need you to be excited this evening about your new being now. Is anybody excited? Is anybody but me excited? I've gotten so much done this week, y'all. I mean, so much done this past week. Just because I was mature enough to change my mind. And somebody might say, well, Prophetess, you've been doing this work for a minute. Like, did you just say mature enough to change your mind? I sure did. I sure did. I was mature enough to change my mind. Benny and I do. I've been at it a little bit longer than him. A lot of people say, oh, because you, honey, no, don't get it twisted. It's the anointing that often makes us look sweatless. But there's been a lot of work behind the scene. There's been a lot of transition that had to take place in my life. There had to be a lot of retooling and my understanding of what God desired from me. Did it happen easily? Always no, because I'm a little stubborn and I'm a little hard-headed. I can admit these things about me because I thank God for deliverance. I was one who was very stubborn sometimes. But I know when to be and when to relax in Him. I'm learning, y'all, and I want to empower you to get to that place of recognizing and acknowledging when it's time to shift, when it's time to shift, because some of you are in a place that you've just been stuck. You've just been stuck, moved. You haven't moved at all, and you're still talking about God going to do a new thing. I feel God shifted. I feel God. You feel God. Okay, I don't discount that. But what are you doing? Are you shifting? Are you in His Word? Are you studying to show yourself approved? A workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are you fasting and are you praying? Are you making sure that your relationships are aligned according to the heart of God? Are you forgiving people who have wronged you? All of this, y'all, all of these things are keys that are necessary in really experiencing your new right now. And it really does go back to your mind being changed. Stop concerning yourself with the way that the world does it, the world sees it, the world articulates it, and be concerned with the mind of God. Be concerned about what the Holy Spirit is speaking. Align yourself with God's perfect will for your life. Sometimes you've got to cut away people. I've been listening to my archives, and I'm, you know, just going through them in these last couple of days. There are 444 archived messages with the Empowerment Place. That's how long I've been doing this work. 444 messages, 444 teachings, episodes, And I looked at one, and it was entitled Everybody's Got Some BS. And when I saw it, I had to laugh. Because, of course, when anybody hears BS, they think of something not so good. But that BS was a belief system. Everybody has their own belief system. And that BS, that belief system, is what has kept many of us from fulfilling God's plan for our lives. Because the belief system that we've held on to was a belief system passed down from days of old. That's been passed down generationally. And so we began to believe like they believed. But what they believed was not built on truth. It was built on little knowledge, but not a lot of understanding. And it's like, you know, a picture I saw from days of old where it's Thanksgiving time or it's Christmas time and it's time to cook the ham, and you cut the tip off the ham and put it in, and you do that because grandma did it. But the only reason grandma did it because she didn't have a pan big enough, and now you got a pan big enough, and you still cutting it off, and you didn't understand why. And that's what's happened with some of us, where we've carried on things from past and tried to make it do a new thing in our lives when it's actually a fallen or an old paradigm that God has changed. And in order for us to catch it, we've got to change our mind. We've got to change our mind. Husband?
I am in agreement with the renewing of the mind, and it just doesn't start on New Year's Day. We do think that we can just purge everything on that big day and start all over again, but God allows us to just seek Him, and all we have to do after that is just follow the directions that He has set forth for us, renewing of the mind, being born again. Those things you don't do on January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody thinks that they're able to do. But it says renewing of the mind, seek first the kingdom. You don't do that on January the 1st. That's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be consistent and keep what God has asked us to do, not keep changing like seasons, but being able to stick to what is assigned for us to do.
And I like what you said, babe, about not being tossed by every wind and doctrine, that we write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets. That's what the word tells us, that when God gives you something, it's just like for those who are in business. You write a business plan, and it's a successful business plan that gets you the business, that brings in the finance, that gets you the exposure for growth. It's that same way that when God gives us a work to do, we have got to write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, that when men and women see it, they can read it and run with it. But if your vision is constantly changing, if your mission is constantly changing, come on, you can add to it. From the work that I began to do in 2011 with the Empowerment Place, my mission has always been the same. It's always been the same. It's always been to empower people that no matter what state they find themselves in, by understanding the kingdom and applying kingdom principles, we aim to teach them, to show them that when they apply the principles and apply God's word, that they can overcome anything. That's never changed. When I first started, my target audience was women, especially those who have been victims of domestic violence, because, excuse me, I am an overcomer. God blessed me and gave me to this wonderful man, my husband. It expanded our vision that now we don't only look at women. We look at families. We look at the unit. We look at marriages. We look at relationships. And we build all of those things according to God's plan. According to God's plan. We do all of those things. Because I want God to be pleased with me. Don't y'all? Don't you? Yeah, you do. I know you do. I know you do. I know we all want God to be pleased. We all want him to be glorified through what we do. But understand that what we do matters. The word tells us that we are living epistles being read of men. I have a very expressive face. I have to sometimes drop it. Because sometimes you might look at my face and see something, and it's not really what I'm thinking, or it might be what I'm thinking. But I have to be careful because I don't want anybody to read me wrong. If we're the only hands that God has and the only feet that he has and we're the mouthpieces that he has in the earth to glorify him through what we do, it means that we have to do it according to his plan. Our mindset has to be right. It might have to be that we have to get up every day and say, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, God, that as I go forth with a transformed heart, a transformed mind, God, seeking to do not just your good will, not just your acceptable will, but to do your perfect will. God, such that I am prepared for what's to come. God, that I have taken diligence in doing what you've asked me to do, not my way, but thy way, God. I'm doing it according to your plan. I'm doing it according to your will. God, I'm doing it so that you will be glorified. God, so that when the shift takes place, I can say, Happy New Now. That I can experience the newness of what you have for me at any moment because I have fulfilled that which you've given me in the past and in the current, and now I am prepared to go forward in the new. Daddy wants us to change our mind today, y'all. Stop seeing it like the world seeing it. Stop waiting for December 31st, December 30th to write a list of what you're going to do new next year. Stop waiting for that. Start now planning. Start now writing, seeing the vision, writing the vision, and then putting a plan into action that God would be glorified. And you, just like I am saying, we are saying, my new is now. We thank you all so much for joining us. Our time is up. We pray that this message has empowered you and blessed you. Please go to our webpage, empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. Leave us a comment. Leave us a question. We will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Please send your prayer request to me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email them at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Until next week, we pray that you have an empowered day. An empowered week. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We say God bless you. We love you. Good night.